And I would say another thing that from farming as well, that, you know, cattle, the Clark's family here would be known as cattlemen, the northern cattle, right, Charlie? That you know your cattle. And it has carried in our family. I wouldn't know one end of a bullock from another. But James, my father, and my brother, he's very good at cattle. Now, he won't walk from my father's give out to him, but he'd be able to see the one in the mark that he'd be able to buy. You with me? That he'd be able to make money at. And he took that from, to be honest, I'd say my grandfather, Edward Leeson, was the cattleman in the family. And the reason cattle grew here was the limestone base. And cattle grew in, and I know myself and this fellow have a little bit of weight, but the men round this common were all as bigger men too as well, you know, by average, because it was the limestone base, the milk, the calcium, whatever is in the bones. Like, I remember the fairs in Roscommon where you couldn't walk down. My kids in their 24th way left. We saw an old picture of the town there in Gafford, the pub. Yeah. And you can see the height of the muck there in the street.
I remember her washing outside with a deck brush outside the door. Do you know the cattle had the muck all over the pavement and up against the windows? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? At the shop. Can you imagine that, you know? And those traders didn't mind that because they came in. Now, the thing had to change that the market system had to come in. But those traders didn't mind that because these people were coming in and they came in and they shopped and they went to the pub and they did all those things. You know what I mean? It was an old industry.
When they did start to do the markets, and my dad was involved in originally, and I presume Tony, our auntie, was involved with it, there was a resistance to making a mart. He always told me to building a mart from the middlemen because they were taking them out.
Now, Daddy would be an exact opposite. Daddy didn't go to marts for years ago.
Oh, after right.
He was quite happy because he was making money, you see. He knew how to buy cattle. He didn't need another man to sell his cattle for him.
Right.
Do you understand? Right. Now, that you would admit, Dad, that you would freely admit the system had to change.
But you resisted.
And there was a very interesting thing, you know, within this house, he'd say he was very Marty-minded. In other words, he wanted the new system to come in, and those boys didn't want that to happen. Hardly cattlemen, and they knew how to make a bargain. They were basically trying to rob the man that was selling the cattle. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean? You know, they didn't think that themselves.
Yeah, it was a skit.
But then what happened was, a very interesting thing happened, was at the start of the marts, you didn't go, like the Bertie Satchwell went to the mart and bought his cattle in there, and the men that went to the marts to buy the cattle, they ended up buying the cheap cattle. Because all the people weren't in the buyers didn't go into the marts, and the poor unfortunate people that were selling the cattle weren't getting enough of their cattle for a long time. The cattle were actually worth more in the fairs.
Yeah.
But then the system had to change. Like, it just had to say. And a very funny thing to say, your brother and your father worked in the market. They were salesmen in the market. They went to Dublin on the train every week. Your father left on a Tuesday evening and came back on a Thursday, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed in Dublin and went to the market, and that was their job.
Which was on the North Circle Road.
That's where all the cattle went to as well. And my mother's family then, with the Paines, they were your ordinary old cattle. They were your ordinary old half decent gentry type people, and they bought their cattle. And they were the people. The middlemen sold the cattle to the likes of those farmers because they wanted cattle put together, like 15 or 16 cattle that looked like each other, that they could
finish off
and send them to. They sent them, put them on the train.
Yeah.
My mother walked the cattle to the train down to Ballintubber station. The cattle used. She remembers some of them dying on the road on the way down because they got bleans. They got heart attacks. They were so fat. Do you remember the time the cattle used to be so fat?